Work begins Monday on developing a waiting list for residents in Century needing housing repair or reconstruction assistance as a result of the February 15th tornado. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Eligibility for SHIP, the State Housing Initiative's partnership, extends to those in the Century Town limits whose housing units sustained tornado damage. The Twister, an EF3 with 155-mile-an-hour winds, destroyed or damaged more than 150 homes in Century. Among them was the wood frame house owned by Doug Lewis and his family, where they had lived for more than 40 years.
And I saw it coming, and I hollered, said, "Get in the hallway." And that's where we stood. And from the time I left the dining room window till we got in the hallway, it seemed like it wasn't but 5 minutes. It was all over.
Another Century resident, Marvin Mitchell, says the storm awakened him. His home sustained major damage, including the loss of its tin roof.
We had a shed out there, had tin. It tore all that off. And I was in a block house. It busted blocks and laid it down.
Folks that live inside the town limits can call 850-595-0872 for them to be placed on the waiting list.
Meredith Reeves is Escambia County's division manager.
They'll need to leave their name and the address of the impacted residents and a contact phone number. And then staff will call them back within 5 business days and we'll get a little more information about their income and their property.
Owner-occupants of manufactured homes are also eligible if they own the property on which the home is located. Services will be made available on a first-qualified, first-served basis.
If there are individuals that might have title issues or back taxes owed, they'll want to go ahead and try to start addressing those so we can work with them as soon as possible.
Reeves says the Florida Housing Finance Corporation has sent Escambia County a little over $2 million for the SHIP program.
We have that split fairly evenly between repair and replacement housing. The county is seeking some partnerships with other entities to see if we can leverage that and stretch that further.
And she adds that they take into account the maximum gross family household income requirements in Escambia County for the housing repair and reconstruction. They start at $33,400 for a household of one, up to $63,000 for an 8-member household. FEMA has rejected all applications for federal assistance, saying the level of damage did not meet their minimum criteria. Reeves was asked if that had any impact on the SHIP program.
It affected it only in the sense that this really is the only resource for most folks. Unfortunately, you know, without the FEMA funding, that might have been a resource for a lot of individuals. So right now, that just puts more pressure to stretch these dollars.
And while Century residents must wait until Monday to make the call, Meredith Reeves says that does not apply to those in the county's unincorporated areas.
They can still call our division, 595-0022, if they're affected by either the February 15th or the 23rd tornado. And if there's somebody that lives inside the city of Pensacola limits, they can call the city housing office at 858-0306.
Those with other needs can dial 211 to get BRACE, the Be Ready Alliance Coordinating for Emergencies, and to get Catholic Charities. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.